nothing disappears. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Ian Urbina has a unique beat for the New York Times. He spends his time on ships, big ships, small ships, cargo ships, fishing vessels. He sails all over the world, immersing himself in the culture of what he calls the Outlaw Ocean, which turns out to be a salty stew of pirates, slavers, and unregulated fishing. And it's in trouble.
The ocean is dying, for sure.
Dying. He says that for 80% of the world's fisheries, there will be a time when the nets come up empty. You can blame the usual suspects, climate change and overfishing, but the fastest growing problem, he says, is plastic.
By 2050, they're predicting that there'll be more plastic by weight in the ocean than fish. There's no debate on that.
We can do something about the plastic bags and bottles and straws, but there's also the hidden stuff nobody thinks about, the stuff you can't see. The plastic particles released from synthetic fabrics every time we wash our clothes, and the particles that are released every time we drive.
One of the largest contributors of microplastics into the coastal waters of the U.S. on the West Coast are car tires.
Car tires. When car tires wear down, it's because those tiny particles rub off and get swept into the storm drains that lead to the ocean and could eventually lead to your fork. It seems so unfair. Such a big planet, and yet the stuff we try to throw away refuses to disappear.